The question was asked when the Talmud tells us that Ravuna Breid Rav Yoshua wouldn't walk four footsteps without a head covering. How do we learn from that we have to cover our heads by wearing a kippah? So in fact, from here we learn the concept of wearing a kippah. It's not the only source, but it's one of the major sources. What we learn from here is a level of piety in wearing a kippah. And initially wearing a kippah all day long was a level of piety. You have to cover your head when you're praying, when you're saying blessings. What about the rest of the day? So that's a level of piety. Then over the generations, the Jewish people accepted it as a minhag. So today we have to do it because that's the accepted custom of the Jewish people. But initially, as you correctly pointed out, from this Gemara, we see it as a level of piety. Yes?
Why